Begin the current and final daf in Masechtas Krisa daf Chav Ches. Begin on the bottom line of Chav Zayin Mem Beis, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous Mishnah, where although we said in the Mishnah before that, that generally one cannot switch designations from one karban to another, there are certain karbanas that are in the same category, although they're different, like in the category of Oil B'Yerid, which is the certain sins that, depending on the person's financial status, will either bring an animal carbon, a bird carbon, or a flower offering. That the Mishnah said, and our Gemara described that halacha, where we know the source for that, where that one could go ahead and even downgrade if he loses money, or upgrades if he gets more money. Now, regarding that idea, regarding that there's different, if depending on his financial status, that then it will change, but that's what his requirement is by the time he's bringing it. If he has more money or less, that's the type of carbon he has to bring. On that, the Gemara brings the following halacha. Amr Belaza, Amr Baishi, he says, Metame Mikdash Asher, which is one of those halachas of Oyle B'Yerid. Someone was in a state of impurity and went to the Bais HaMikdash as a wealthy individual. Shehifrish Kain, so he designated his carbon a pair of birds of turtle doves, which was, as the Gemara contains, Tabach B'Chasim and Aleph, Likva Sasai. In other words, in place of his lamb, because really he's a wealthy person. For his sin of going into the Bais HaMikdash in a state of impurity, he's supposed to bring an animal carbon. Instead, he just set aside that he's bringing a pair of birds, which is really the carbon of a poor person. Then he ultimately actually became poor, and now really he would be viable, as we said in the previous daf, for the pair of birds. But that says the Gemara, no, Hayil v'nidcha, since at the time when he separated these pair of birds, they were not eligible for him to sacrifice it. And this is Rabbi Isha, as we're going to see later on, the Gemara is going to introduce his halacha, which is that he holds that if someone is metame mikdash as a wealthy person, and he brings a carbon of an ani, he has not fulfilled his obligation. So at the time that he's separating and designating it, it's rejected, because it's not viable. So it's always rejected, even subsequently he becomes viable for a carbon ani, but that which he separated then was rejected, so now it's also not going to be able to be used, even though now that he's poor, he actually could bring a carbon of birds. Now, Amr Avuhin the Bereid of Yeshua says, Shema Menotlas. From this halacha, we learn three chidushim, three novelties in this halacha of rejection. First of all, Shema Menot Balachayim Nidachim. We learn that even though the creature is alive, it could still be rejected from the Mizbeach, where even in its live state, where here we have the birds which were still alive, they become rejected. Second of all, the chidush is Domim Nitcho, or as the Gir says, Madcham, which is, even though initially its sanctification was only for a monetary purpose, like over here, where its sanctity was only monetarily, because it didn't have a physical sanctity, he was a wealthy person. Now, still, the fact that it had his monetary sanctity, we say it's going to make it rejected forever, you can never use it, so you see that even the monetary sanctity could reject. Now, although we're talking about that it's a bird carbon, and generally a bird carbon doesn't have any monetary sanctity to be able to have redemption, we only see an animal carbon as a monetary sanctity for redemption. However, that is only when it was actually viable to be sacrificed at the time it was designated. For example, if let's say the person who was poor designated bird carbon and then it developed a blemish. So then we say there's no redemption monetarily for a bird carbon. But here, where it never had a Kedushas Mizbeach ever to be physically sanctified, because when he designated he was a wealthy person, it actually has a monetary sanctity that could be redeemed. And therefore we're saying that even though it had a monetary sanctity, still it becomes rejected. And third of all, Dvedichu Miyikara, an initial rejection, which is that it was never viable, where they never had a Kedushas Mizbeach ever, and is rejected, Havadichui, that's an eternal rejection, meaning we always know if something was able to be brought, then it's rejected. That is obvious throughout the Gemara that then okay, then it's not Chayzer Menera, then you cannot come back to being in a state of being able to be brought. But these three are Chedushim, where to say that even if it was initially rejected, so it was never had like it was good and then not, that even that is considered an eternal rejection. That we see these three halachas from the halacha of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yishai. Now, however, Maser Rav Ukva Bar Chama, he asks on one of these three inferences from the following brisa. The brisa says, "Hamafresh nekeva lepischa koyma pesach." If someone separates a female animal for its carbon pesach before pesach, where it's not necessarily before pesach, but that's generally when someone usually would designate his carbon pesach, but he makes it a female animal, which for carbon pesach has to be a male. So says the brisa. So tira atcha destai v'timacher. So you let it graze until it develops a blemish, and then it's sold. V'yavu b'demeh pesach v'mes monetary proceeds you used to buy a carbon pesach. But obviously, that female animal can't be a carbon pesach itself. Now continues the brisa. Let's say yalda. He made a female animal, and that female animal was pregnant, and that animal, even if it gave birth to a zacher, a male. Still says the Tanna Kamma, year after you stop, you have to let that animal graze until it develops a blemish. And you sell it, and with its monetary proceeds, use it to buy Karban Pesach. And the reason is because although that child is actually viable for a Karban Pesach, it's male, but its sanctity is from the dint of its mother, and the mother is rejected sanctity, so the child is also rejected, and you can't bring it itself as a Karban Pesach. But Reb Shimon, he says, no, who asked me, you Karban Pesach? No, the child's good. This animal was sanctified as a Karban Pesach. Now, although the mother you can't bring as a female, but the child is male, so you can bring it as a Karban Pesach itself. Says the Gemara, Shema Minah, so obviously we could infer from the statement of Reb Shimon that Bali Chaim Ein Nedachim, that living creatures do not become rejected, because if it did, then the mother, which is where the sanctity of the child is coming from, was already rejected. So then how could you bring the child as a Karban? Obviously, Bali Chaim are not Nedachim, which rejects one of the inferences we have in the previous halacha. So Amid the Bir Baishi, so those from the school of Rabbeishi who we had said this teaching over from, they said, no, Kamrin, when did we say our halacha, which, yeah, one of the inferences that Bali Chaim are Nedachin, Allah Rabbanan. Because the Reb Shimon three, Bali Chaim and Nedachin, you're right. Reb Shimon that you just quoted, which that was a machlekes that we brought in the Braisa that you're asking from, Reb Shimon disagrees. He holds, though, that living creatures are not rejected, and therefore, yeah, the child could be brought if it's a male. And moreover, another teaching which we're going to prove from the following braisa, besides that he holds Bal Chaim and not Nedachin, of Hagrola Einim HaKeves. The lottery in Yom Kippurim, which is taken when you have these two lambs, which one is used in the Kaddish Kaddish, another one is thrown off the cliff, which they're exactly the same in many different areas, that lottery to choose which one's Lashem, which one's Lazazel, Einim HaKeves, that's not integral. It's still going to be okay even if you don't do it. The time, like, learn the braisa. Braisa says, if Mace Echidman, if one of the two he-goats that are used on Yom Kippurim, which is called the Seir Yom Kippurim, which is what we're talking about in this the halacha of Yom Kippurim, maybe chaver. So if one of them died, you need both. If one of them died, so you bring another one from the marketplace, shaloi b'hagrala, without doing a lottery. Because lottery is only when you have two and you don't know which one's which. You do a lottery, you already know which one the remaining one is designated for. And you just bring another one to make up that pair. And then the leftover one, if that's the one Lashem, you sacrifice it. Because living creatures, and this is the opinion we're saying of Divrei Reb Shimon, are not rejected. So although it lost its partner and it has to be as a peer, so it gets rejected, still it could go back and be Chayz of Anira, and we don't say that it's rejected, even though it's viable and not viable, because when it lost its partner, it's not viable. When you bring back a new partner, Shaleba Agrela, it's going to be okay because since it was alive, this Lashem, it doesn't get rejected as a living creature. It says the Gemara, Al Mekstava Bala Chaim in the Dachet. So you see, Reb Shimon holds that, yeah, living creature is not rejected. And also we see he holds Vagrela in Makevis, the lottery is not integral, that you could go ahead and just add on another one. And again, our halacha is going like Rabban, who hold Bala Chaim are in the Dachet. Now, relating back to this teaching that we just brought from Rav Ishia, and relating back to halacha of our Mishnah, Amrav Chizdi says the following teaching. It says, Ein hakinin misparshus. Pairs of birds are not specified which one's going to be the oila bird, which one's going to be the chatas bird, ella, only in two times. Ibla kiichas bailam, either at the time when the owner is buying them, meaning if when he bought it he said, okay, this bird's going to be the oila, this one's going to be the chatas, then the kind cannot change its designation at the time when he's making the carbon, because the title already was designated by the owner when he bought it. Or Basiyas Kain. Or if, let's say, the owner did not designate at the time when he bought it which one's the Chatas, which one's the Ayla, then the Kain could make whichever one he wants at the time that he's bringing the carbon as an Ayla or a Chatas. And that's meaning to say that even if, let's say, the owner did specify after he bought it, before the Kain went and brought it, that's the Chiddush that we're saying that no, the designation that he made is not going to be permanent, and the Kain could change it, and he can make whichever one he wants to make into the Chatas or the Ayla. It has to be either when he buys it, when the kohen is doing it. And said the Gemara, Rav Shimon Ashi, says, my time is Rav Chizda. What's the reason for Rav Chizda? Because the pasuk says, Yikra, the lochosh deisar megaymer, if he's going to buy two turtle doves, etc., and he's going to, it says over there, echel oyla vechel chata. So you see, at the time when the loch, when he's buying it, is when he can make one oyla, one chatas. And so too, when in the actual making of the carbon, the pasuk says, the asa kohen megaymer, the kohen is going to make Echad, one's going to make chatas, one's going to make ailam. So you see that by both oiblikiches bailam, either when the owner is buying, oibas is kain, when the kain's making it, that's where the pasuk specifies one's going to make chatas, one's going to make ailam, because that's the times when you can make it into chatas or an ailam. However, the Mesvit, the Gemara asks, on this teaching of Rav Chisda from the following brayso. The pasuk says v'yikra, which the pasuk there says v'yikra v'har nesasar sha'olah lo v'agurel Hashem. Like we said, these two seirim that's for the kohen gadol and kippurim, the Aaron's going to sacrifice the he goat, which was designated by the lottery that's the one Lashem, which its blood is thrown inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So Vaso Chatas, he's going to make that into the Chatas of Lashem. But one thing you see from the Pasuk is that it says the He-Goat, that which on it fell the lottery Lashem, that's Vaso Chatas, which teaches us, says the Brayso, HaGayr Lo'Yseo Chatas, it's the lottery that makes it into the Chatas Lashem. Ve'in HaShem Lo'Yseo Chatas, and titling it as Lashem, that doesn't make it into the Chatas. Means to say that if no lottery is done, rather he just says, okay, this one will be for Lashem, this one will be Lazazel, that does not make the permanence of the titling on it, and you could still switch the designation. You could go ahead and then subsequently do the lottery. And moreover, neither does the Kain, when he's actually doing the He-Goat Lashem, that itself also, that when he's doing it, doesn't make it into the Chatas Lashem. It has to be the lottery. It says the Baris, because Sheyachal, you would think, V'le Dinu. Actually, logic would dictate that, yeah, that it doesn't have to be at the lottery. It actually could be by Kriyas Hashem, by just calling it. Because if by all of the karbanas, where doing a lottery does not sanctify it, there's no halach of lottery by other karbanas, only by the Kohen Gadol and Kippur. Still, Kiddush Hashem, still the titling of designation of calling it what it is, it gives it that sanctity and you can't switch it anymore. So, Makom Sheikadosh goes, so by the Shnei Seirim on Yom Kippurim, where it has the sanctity of even through the lottery, so any din Sheikadosh Hashem isn't a Kabbalah, that for sure it's going to have the sanctification, which is more basic of titling it. Tamalem, that's what the Brisa says. No, that's what it says, Vaso Chatas, that the Goyrul is going to make it into Chatas. A Goyrul is Seo Chatas, the lottery makes it into the Chatas, Vein Hashem is Seo Chatas, and the titling does not give it the designation of a Chatas. That's the Brisa. And that says the Gemara, Ketani Shem Dumi the Goyrul. The Brisa seems to be equating the titling to the lottery, which is Ma Goyrul, because we say that, oh, just like this, so to this, as if they're parallel, as if they're corollaries. So says the Gemara, so the Ma Goyrul, if that's the case, it's just like the lottery. La Balakicha Vala Basia, that's not done when you're buying the two he-goats. It's not at the time when you're doing it. It's somewhere in the middle. That's when on Yom Kippurim they do this whole thing, and he has the scan, and he has two on either side, and he's doing the lottery. It's not when you buy it, not when you're doing it. So Af Hashem Nami, so that would tell us also in a place when you're sanctifying by other karbanas. By titling that, even though that's la blakicha v'la basiyam, that we see that designation will work even not at the time that you're buying and not at the time when you're doing it, because it says kiddush Hashem, which sounds like that'll be by all karbanas, even by a pair of birds, which the titling works. And you see, now like Rav Chisda, it doesn't have to be at the time when you're buying, when you're doing it. So that the Girsay says, no, Amar Rabbi says no, and this is what the Brice is saying. Uma b'makom. This was the Kabbalah Chaim that it was saying, and yeah, it was comparing the Goyrul to Lashem, but it's still going to maintain the interpretation of Rav Chisda. Uma b'makom, if in the place of, let's say, by other karbanas, shlei kiddush ha-goyrul, where there is no sanctification at all of a lottery, and even b'lekiches b'ilam b'siyas kayin, and this is the important words, and that's even going to be if when the owner is buying it, or when the kayin is doing it, a sanctification of a lottery will not sanctify it, and even so, kiddush Hashem, and yet the titling sanctifies it when iblakiches b'ilam b'siyas kayin, whether when the owner is buying it, or when the kayin is doing it, like by the kinin, like we're talking about the halacha of chizda at the pairs of birds. And this is important that we're adding on those words. We're saying that's what we mean to say, that by other karbanas, Garul doesn't do it not by these two times, but Kedusha Shem does do it by these times. So the Girsa is, taking out these next two words, so then Malkum Shekidshu, HaGarul, Shaloi Blekicha V'Shaloi Basia. So, in a place when the lottery sanctifies it, not even at the time of buying, and not even at the time of doing it, which we see that it has a greater latitude, that was the Kavuchema. So isn't there Kavuchema that the name should sanctify either at a time of buying or a time of doing? Because yeah, we're equating it, which are shown by other Karbanas, which that it has it at the time of Lekicha Nasiyah. So here for sure, where it works for Hagrala, which is at any time, but then Kedush Hashem should work at least at the times when it usually does work, like Bashar Karbanas, of Lekicha Nasiyah. That's what the Pasuk says. No, the lottery is what makes it into Chatas. Hagarul is Seo Chatas, the lottery makes it into Chatas, Ven Hashem is Seo Chatas, but the designation of the titling does not make it into Chatas. And therefore, it's not a refutation of Rav Chisda's halacha that by Hashem has to be by either Shas Lekicha or Shas Asiyah. Now the Gemara continues asking Rav Chisda Meisri from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Metamei Mikdash Ani. Coming back to the topic we were discussing before. If someone went into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of impurity as a poor person, Shehevresh Mois Likinai, and he separated monies for his pairs of birds, which is the carbon you have to bring when you're poor and going to the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tumah. But then Beheshu subsequently becomes wealthy. And Be'achkech, after that he became wealthy, Amar he said, Eilu L'chatasi V'eilu L'alasi. He said, from the monies that he separated for the pairs of birds, he said that, okay, this monies will be for the Chatas bird and this will be for the Oila bird, which he made an error, because since he already became wealthy, he's actually obligated to already bring the Chatas Behema, which then you don't bring Chatas and Oila birds, you just bring a Chatas of, you bring the Chatas of Behema, not of birds. So since he made the error, so although he said this Chatas Oila, he's actually not bringing the bird Kabban, he has to bring the Chatas Behema. So says the Braisa, what's the halacha? So Meisiv, he has to add on monies from his house, besides the monies that he designated for the Chatas monies, which he was planning on bringing a bird with that, but he's not, he has to actually bring an animal with that. Now the monies for a bird can't afford that of an animal. So he has to add on, maybe Chivasa, and then he'll bring his obligatory Chatas Behema, Midmei Chatasai, from the monies that he had set for his Chatas Ha'if, he'll add on monies from his home to bring the Chatas Behema. And the monies that he had set for the Ayla, that will go for an adava to the Beis HaMikdash. Because v'ein meisiv v'meivi chavasim v'meivi lasi, he can't add on and use the monies that he designated for his obligatory chatas pehima from the monies that he set aside for the oila sa'if, because that already had the permanence of the title of oila on those monies, and he can't change it to now use it for what he has to bring, which is just the chatas pehima. That's the halach of the braisa. Says the Gemara, now v'hach, in this case, when he had separated the monies, when they separated those monies and then he subsequently titled it the Lekaloi Lekicha Veloi Asiya. That wasn't at a time when he was buying it. It wasn't a time when he was doing it. And yet, Viktani, we learned that that gives it the permanence of the title, and that's why the halacha was brought. That maybe Chavasim et Mechatasa, that, okay, so he could bring from his Chata's monies for his Chata's Behema, Veloi Ben Me'alasa, but not from his Ayla monies. What do you mean Ayla monies? What Ayla monies? What gave it this title of Ayla? He initially separated monies. They didn't say what's for what. Then he became wealthy, and then he made an error. He thought he could still bring his bird kabbanis, which he separated. He says, okay, this will be for Chatas, this will be for Ayla. And then he finds that that's an error. So he has to add on the monies to bring a Chatas payment from the Chatas, but not from the Ayla. What do you mean Ayla? What made that into Ayla? Because you titled it? But your titling, you see, not like Rav Chisda, wasn't at a time when he actually bought, because nothing was bought yet, and it wasn't at a time that it was done. And still, you see, that gives it a designation. So Rav Sheshes, he said, what? Batizbra masnita mesakentahi? What, you think that this braisa is a refined braisa that you're asking from it on Rav Chisda? Can't be. The whole braisa is an error. Because Diktoni will in the braisa that said, we said the Hesher, he became wealthy. Vakacham, and then he said, oh, this will be for my chatas, this will be for my oila. And, oh, that you can bring chatas and oila birds because you're wealthy already. Oh, so you got to add on to the chatas, not to the oila. Now, and that says Rav Sheshes, but v'amre, b'lazar m'b'isha, and this is what relates back to the previous sugya, mitame mikdash ashra, says that if someone was a wealthy person when he came into the mikdash in a state of impurity, where he has to bring a carbon asher, shehevi carbon ani, if he brings a poor person's carbon, lo yatza, he's not fulfilled his obligation. Now, since that doesn't fulfill his obligation, how could he be kaveya that this will be his chata sa'if and this will be an oila sa'if after he became wealthy, but he's wealthy? He's not even viable for carbon ani. How could that even have a designation of sanctity to say that it was an error to say that you have to add him to the chatas and not you can't add him to the oila? Ella rather says Rav Sheshes, ma'is l'chamem, what do you have to say? Shikfar Amar, how do you have to interpret the Braisa? That what it means to say is that he had already said before he became wealthy that this was for my Chata's money and this is going to be for my Oila's money, which was Meshas and the Asai, from the time that he had been poor. And therefore, we must say that, yeah, there's an error in the Braisa. And the Braisa should have said that Matame Mikdash Ani, that was Mafresh Mos Likinoi. And he already said, Eilachatas ve'eloi lasi, and then he became wealthy. Then he has to add on, because it depends on the time that he's bringing from the Chatas money, not from the Eilat money. So Achanami then says, Rav Sheshes here also, you could answer it for Rav Chisda once you're amending the Braisa. Shekvar Amar Meshas Hafrashasai. That he already said it not only at the time when he was poor, that also he said at the time when he had separated the monies, meaning when he was separating the monies, he said, oh, this will be for my Chatas, this will be for my Eilat, which when he's separating the monies, when he's taking money out of his wallet, out of his bank, and he's separating monies for the carbon, That's like the time of buying the karbanas. But you're right, if you just sanctified it just in general, then it wouldn't go ahead and have any permanence until it has to be at the time of Lekicha or Shas Asiyah. But this Hafrasha was like the Shas Lekicha, and therefore it's not difficult on Rav Chisda. But says the Gemara, Ul Reb Chago, Amar Reb Yishai Dama Yatza, but that's one interpretation. That's Reb Laza Amar Reb Yishai. He says that the halacha is that Matami Mikdash Asher, that brings the Karbanan, is La Yatza. But we have a version of Reb Chago Amar Reb Yishai Dama Yatza that he actually says that no, if someone was an Asher Matami Mikdash, and it brings a karbanani, that then actually fulfills the obligation. Now, based on his version, the brisa actually is a correct brisa, and because you could go ahead and make a karbanani after he became wealthy, because after the fact, if one brings a karbanani as an usher, he has fulfilled his obligation according to that version. There's no vakva arma that already said it because the brisa is correct. So, Michael Amim, so what are you going to say? The question now comes back that the Bryce is not mistaken. The Bryce it makes sense. And we see that it's when he said, this is Fechatas, this is Va'ayla, was not a time when he bought, not a time when he did, and still we see that makes it permanent. Not like Rav Chisda. So on that says the Gemara, Tani, you would have to amend the Bryce just a little bit, if according to Rav Chaga, that Va'arakach Lokach Va'amar. You're right, it wasn't at the time of Hafreshasai. You're right. He first became wealthy, and then he went and said, Eila Chatasi Ve'ila Shami. But it wasn't just on the monies, which was not a lakicha, not a siyah. After he became wealthy, he bought the birds. And he said that this will be for my chattas, this is my ashram. Now, the bird, you can go ahead and add on to make a chattas behema. But for the oila, that you can't, but you have to add on the halacha of lakach, which is actually, as the sugi elsewhere explains, has to be that he bought one bird, which was, let's say, the oila, because the oif cannot be redeemed, but the oila, and then the monies which are separated for the chatas oif, then you could add on and bring a chatas behema. Or if you bought with the one bird the chatas, then you can't, the remaining money is oila, and then you can't use the money, because it can't mean that you bought both, because then you wouldn't be able to redeem and add on, but it means that you bought one bird, and therefore that is the time when you made it a kavias. And therefore that's exactly like Rav Chisda, which says that it has to be shas lekicha or shas asiyah. There was a shas lekicha, or even according to the interpretation of Chaga, that it was after it became wealthy, which he went and designated the carbon ani, which after the fact, according to him, it's going to work, and therefore it's not difficult in Rav Chisda. Now, however, Meisri, now, once we introduced this teaching of this version of Rav Chaga, the Gemara asked on him from Mishnah Masechtas Negoyim. Mishnah says, another category of those who bring a carbon oil of a yeridit is a mitzaira. Mitzaira, ani, shehevi carbon asher. A poor mitzaira that brings a carbon of a wealthy mitzaira. So, yatzah, he has fulfilled his obligation. Now, says the Mishnah, but asher shehevi carbon ani, lo yatzah. But if a wealthy mitzaira brings a carbon of a poor mitzaira, then he has not fulfilled his obligation. Says the Gemara, Tuyuf Tereb Chagam, Rebbe Ishi. See, clearly not like him that we see that the wealthy person who brings a poor person's carbon has not fulfilled his obligation. So Malachi would tell you, no, Shani Gab Mitzaira. We're talking about Tomas Mikdash Kadasha, and by all those other carbon alveards. Says, but this halacha, this Mishnah, is talking about Mitzaira. There it's different because the Midrachman, the Torah has an exclusionary terminology where it says, Zeis, Tia Teres Mitzaira. This should be the law of the Mitzaira, which means it has to be exactly as it's written, which means to say that the wealthy has to bring the wealthy carbon, cannot bring the poor person carbon. But what we're talking about Tomas Mikdash Kadasha, the Mitami Mikdash Asher that brings the carbon ani would fulfill his obligation. But that says the Gemara, if that's the case, then how do you understand the Mishnah? Then even the poor mitzvah that brings the wealthy mitzvah's carbon, it's not zois, so how's he fulfilling his obligation? Says the Gemara, I know, the truth is, Ha'adre Kura, the Pasig then says, Tairas. And like we said, it says, zois tia tairas a mitzvah. Tairas sounds like, okay, there's one halacha for all mitzvah, which is an inclusionary terminology. Now, from the fact that we have one being marba, one being mayit, so we could assume that it means to say that the poor who brings the wealthy one's carbon, which that's Maidla Makkadish, is doing even better for the carbon, that it would be included in Tairas, but the wealthy who brings the carbon ani, that's being excluded by Zeis, which you cannot be Meridin, and therefore that's being excluded. And Batanya Stotu will learn the Braisa that says this idea that's unique to the Mitzaira. It says in the Pasuk Tairas, the law, Larabbis Mitzaira ani shevi carbon asher yatsa, that comes to include if the poor Mitzaira brings the wealthy Mitzaira's carbon, it's fulfilled his obligation. Says the Raisa, Yachlev al-Asher Shevi Karbon Ani Shayatza. So you would think the reverse is also true. The wealthy Mitzvah that brings the poor Mitzvah's carbon is also filled his obligation. Tamalem Azai says, oh, is this, which excludes the Asher that brings the carbon of the Mitzvah that's Ani. Then says the Gemara, but Balelev Minna. But so why don't we learn out? Let's derive all other contexts from that of that of Mitzvah. and say, just like the wealthy mitzvah cannot bring the carbon of an ani, so too, metame mikdash asher also should not be able to be fulfill his obligation with the carbon of an ani. Says the Gemara, no, amakruk, as the pasuk says in the context of mitzvah, it says, v'mdal hu, v'nyod maseges, and if he's poor and his hand cannot afford, then he brings the carbon of the ani of the mitzvah. But the word hu sounds like him will have this halacha, that only if he's poor, he can bring the poor person's carbon, but not in any other context. Mitzvah hu da'asha shevi carbon ani is the girsa lo yatsa. By the mitzvah who's wealthy and he brings the poor person's carbon, that's where we have zayis to say he's not fulfilling his obligation. But a wealthy person that was metame the mikdash that brings the carbon of an ani, he's not included in zayis because who is saying this halacha applies only to mitzvah? By elsewhere, the halacha will be that according to Reb Chaga, one will fulfill his obligation even as an usher if he brings the carbon of an ani. Now, continuing with the next and final Mishnah, the Mishnah continues on this theme about different karbanis, specifically which the type of karbanis that we mentioned in the previous Mishnah of the carbon of the yared. He says, Kvasim koidmin esayizim b'chalmakam. Generally, throughout the Torah writes lambs before goats, meaning places where there's lambs and it says mina kvasim, and then it says mina izim tikachu, or it says oila sebe kvasim oy beizim. So it mentions the lambs before the goats. Says Reb Shimon, so yachab neishem mefchor mehem. You would think because to say that yeah, because lambs are better, more choicey than the goats. And therefore, if someone says Harila Oila, and he has lambs and goats, the halacha we would think would be that he has to bring lambs. Tamalema, that's what it says in the pasuk, v'mkeves yavi karban lechatas. And if it's a lamb, he'll bring his carbon for a chatas, which earlier already said v'habeis karbanis siras izim. Here it mentioned the goat before the lamb by the halacha of a chatas yachad of a chatas of an individual. Malamet shneim shkulim, that teaches us that they're both equal, and therefore you can bring whichever one you want to as a carbon. So too we find Torah Mekoyim L'Meneyon B'chal Malkum. That generally, most places in the Torah first mentions when it talks about turtle doves and young pigeons, it mentions Torah and turtle doves before it mentions the young pigeon. Yochal M'neishem B'vcharen Mehen. So you would think the reason is because, yeah, Torah not better than B'neyon. Tamalama, that's supposed to teach it by Yeledis, by the Kabbanis of a woman who gave birth, and the Gears is Uven Yoyna Oitar L'chatas, and the young pigeon, or a turtle dove for a chatas, which here it puts Ben Yoyin before Torah. Again, to teach that both of them are equal. Now, ha'av koidim le'im b'chal makam. Similarly, we find that the father is mentioned before the mother in all places. Yochal neshekibur av, and the girsa is oidif al kibudim. So you would think because yeah, it's better the honoring of one's father more than the honoring of one's mother. Tamalema, that's the pasuk teaches. Here it says ish, a man imay va'av tiro, his mother and his father he should fear. Puts the mother before the father. Malam shoshneishkum. That comes to teach that no, both are equal. But the sages did say, Ha'av koidim le'im b'chal makam, although they're equal, but the father comes before the mother in all places. Why? For another reason. Although they're equal, but the reason why he has to listen to his father before his mother is because his mother is also obligated in the respect and the honor of his father. So since they both have to listen to the father, if his mother's telling him one thing, if father's telling him another thing, he has to listen to his father first before his mother. And v'chim tamat Torah, so too we find a similar svara logic by the learning of Torah. That imzacha ben lefnei rav, if a son merits and he learns his Torah from a rabbi, from a teacher, harav koid mesav b'chal makam, so the teacher comes before, he has to listen to the teacher before the father. Why? Because not only is he obligated in the respect of his teacher, but his father also has to respect the rav. And therefore, since his father himself has to listen to the rav, so therefore he listens to the rav, he respects the rav before his father. Now, relating back to one of the teachings of our Mishnah, Tanu Malina Braisa. Dalet Tzvach is Tzvach Azar. There's four screams that the courtyard, so to speak, of the Beis HaMikdash screamed out. Tzvach Achas, one shout was, Heitzi Mekan B'nei Eli, remove from here the sons of Eli HaKoyin, Chafni HaPechas, which were Chafni HaPechas, Shetimus Heichel, because they defiled the Heichel, as the Gemara elsewhere translates what it is, the sin that they did, which is mentioned in Tanakh, that they defiled the sanctuary. Tzvach HaShnia, the second shout was, Pischusharm, open up your gates. Be'ikanes Yechanan ben Nadbai, let Yechanan ben Nadbai enter, who is Tamid Shel Pinkai. V'imali kreisim a kachshemayim, let him fill his stomach from the karbanis of the mizbeach of the kachshemayim. Where Amru al Yechanan ben Nadbai, they said regarding this Yechanan ben Nadbai, shoya uchel arba sa gazelles, that he would eat four sa, which is a certain measurement of young pigeons, as we continue to mizbeach, be'kinuach suda for his after he finished his meal for dessert, meaning he ate a lot of kadsh. And number they said, Kal Yamav Lahay Nais Bazar, all his days there was no leftover karbanis in the courtyard, which was a holy avaida of eating the karbanis. Tzvach HaShlish is the third shout. Su'usha Amr Sheikhim, open up your heads, O gates, v'yikanis, and let enter, which the Gemara says, Yishmael ben Pichai, who is Tamidah Shal Pechas, v'shamash b'kun n'gadayla, and let him serve as the Kohen Gadol. Tzvach Revi is the fourth shout was, Pischu Sharm, open up your gates, v'yitzioi Yisachar Ish Kfar Barkai, and let out Yisachar, the man of the village of Barkai, that he honors himself and he disgraces the kachim of heaven. Mayavavit says, what did he do? He would wrap his silk on his hands so that he shouldn't soil his hands from the blood and the flesh of the kachim. And that's how we do the avodah, which is inappropriate, which is forbidden. One has to be able to touch the kachim. It's also showing disgrace to the kachim. Now, says Gemara, Maislikale, what ended up happening to him? So, Yane Malko Malkas Habayasman. Yane HaMelech and his queen were sitting. Malka Amar Gad Yai. The king said, oh, kid goat is better. Malka Amar Imrla Yai. No, the queen said, no, that lamb is better. So Amar, they said, Neshayle li Yisachar ish kvar Barkai. Let's ask Yisachar, the man from the village of Barkai, the Kohen Gadol, he's the Kohen Gadol. V'kimle, and he knows, as the Bach adds on the Girsa, the Komasin Karbanis Kal Yama. He's bringing Karbanis all day. He's busy with beets all day. He definitely knows, and the Girsa takes out the word Kedera. So Shailu, they asked him. So Amar Lahem, he said to them, if kid goat meat would be better, so Yasig L'Tamida, then it should be the daily sacrifice of Hashem. It's not lamb's abroad. Obviously, lamb is better. Now, Bahadid Amar, as he was saying his statement, Ach Vibi Yadeh, he made with his hands, like in this way of haughtiness and frivolity, like as if rebellion against the king, like as if, like, come on, you got to be kidding me. Obviously, kid meat is better. So Amalai Malkus, the king said to his servants, Hel v'ach v'biyadah, since he made what's called machtavek mentahan, he made with his hand like a show of disgrace, so kaitzi liyadah d'yaminah, so cut off his right hand. Now, Yav Shechada, however, he bribed the servants, and kaitzi liyadah d'yaminah, and they cut off his left hand, because the avoid is done with the right hand, he wanted that let his left hand be cut off. Shema Malka, the king heard, Amar liktu nama liyadah d'yaminah, now when he heard that, he says, okay, now also cut off his right hand. So Amr of Yisuf, Yisuf said, "Berich Rachmanam, blessed is Hashem, the Shakla li Yisachar ish kfar Barkai, lematraf say, that Yisachar, the man of the village of Barkai, took either his payment or his lashes, which as the Shita adds on Izvav, minei from him by Alma, that Hashem paid him back in this world, better that he gets his punishment here than getting it in the next world that Hashem is gebenched, and that's the better thing to have. Now, Amar Vashti comments, he says, and this way relates back to our Mishnah, V'lo havatani lei. The error that he made, he didn't even learn Mishnayos. Because that's the halacha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Kevasim kaim lizim chamakim. Yeah, although lambs are mentioned before goats in every place, Yachim neshim avcharin, you would think because they're better, like Yisachar was saying, Tamalem, as the Pasuk says, V'im keves, which that's the Pasuk our Mishnah brought, which Shimon expounded, that both are equal because the Pasuk already said before, Karbani siris izim. Which says goats before lambs. Malamich, Hashneim Shkum Ka'achas, which our Mishnah said, that has come to say they're both equal, and therefore he shouldn't pick the choice of lambs being better, because obviously he didn't know the Mishnah. Ravinam, he says, Afilim Mikra Nam Elikar, says he didn't even know a Pasuk in Chumash. Ketachsev, the Pasuk says, Negirsa is, Im Kesev, if lamb, Im Eiz, if goats, which is a Pasuk by the Karban of Shlamim, which obviously from the fact that the Torah doesn't allude to at all which one you should take, it says, whichever one you want, you could use for the Karban Shlamim. Obviously, it's going to say that they're both equal. And therefore, it was befitting that he gets the punishment where he didn't even know the Mishnah, didn't even know the Gemara, which that's what the Gemara concludes, showing that a person should be learned it, and then he saves himself from all types of imklik, all types of misfortune. Where Amr Blazar Mamchanin says, Tamidach Amarabim Shalom Bailim. Talmudic scholars, they increase peace in the world. It's not like it says in Pasuk in Yeshayah. It says, V'chol b'nayich l'mudi Hashem, that all your sons are students of Hashem, v'rav, and how great is shalem b'nayich, the peace of your sons. Now, al tikri b'nayich, don't call them your sons, ele b'nayich, but those who build, they're builders of the world. They bring solidarity and confidence and peace to the world that's brought about by the l'mudi Hashem, by the Tamidei Chacham. Hanulach HaMei B'Yashem, shall return to the sixth paragraph, set the crease of paragraph HaMei B'Yashem, which spoke about primarily about the halachas of the Karban Hashem. Basically, Masechta Krisis, we have concluded Masechta Krisis, which started out, which was the main theme of the first parakim regarding the carbon of Chatas, which is when someone does something deliberately that he gets a punishment of karas. And then if he does a b'shegig, he brings a karma chatzis, then that led into the other karma that we spoke about, of ashim and ashim tali, which that brings the atonement for a person if he sins by mistake.